reading the prenup will be the longest book that Travis Kelce's ever read.
I love that. This is the thing. Woody and Jim podcast.
Friends till the end. And now they start talking. Let me sarcastically say that Gina is besides herself in joy after hearing that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged.
For those of you that don't know, Woody and I are fans. Taylor Swift is somebody you cannot stand hearing about, and you wish you would never hear about her again. And guess what? It's going to get worse, Gina.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way you worded that, because it's I don't have an issue so much with Taylor Swift. It's just like all of the attention.
You don't wish her
gets.
Doom?
Yeah. Yes.
All the Swifties.
Yeah, it's cool. Congrats. Glad, you know, happy for you guys. Love is love. But
love
like,
is love.
But as soon as I saw that they got engaged, I was like, oh, the football season's over, first of all. Second of all, social media is going to absolutely suck. And it did. Uh-huh. All I saw were her fans, like my friends who are fans of her. It's just weird to me. It's like they have a stake in their lives or something. It's like their cousin just got engaged. It's not even their cousin, like their best friend. They wouldn't even care if their cousin got engaged. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't post about it. But for some odd reason, it's like, oh, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, I have to post because they're going to see your post and they're going to care that you posted about it.
Yes.
Actually, they are. Huge portion of it. It broke an Instagram record.
I'm
the
sure.
First hour.
Yeah.
Because while there are plenty of people like you, Gina, there are
more.
So many more. This is the reporter. While she was not on the air for CBS News at the time, she was on the White House lawn.
Right.
And she was looking at her phone while the camera, the TV room was like, you know, had the camera on her. And here's when she found out the news.
Taylor Swift is engaged. This, come back to me. She just posted it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, it's huge. The ring is ginormous. This is so exciting. Oh my God. 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 I feel like Paul Revere right now.
What?
Like
get
Paul
a grip.
Revere.
She feels like Paul Revere.
Get a grip on life. You know what's funny too is that like none of Taylor Swift's fans knew that they were engaged because they've been engaged for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. How come
so,
they didn't know? They're such detectives.
Jokes on you guys. You're really not good fans because you didn't pick up on her Easter eggs and her clues. There's that.
Yeah. They said that they waited till the 26th to announce it because that's 13 times 2 and 13 is her number.
All right. Well, that's irritating. That's irritating.
I didn't figure that out. I just read that somewhere.
So I guess the ring is worth $550,000.
Jeez. Well, that's kind of cheap.
I would think so.
He bought it. He's only worth $70 million. She's worth $1.6 billion.
Only.
True, yeah.
Only worth $70 million. Yeah. I mean, that's half of one of his $70 millions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he spent a lot of money in Travis money.
Yes, yeah.
And in Travis dollars,
sure,
that was a lot.
You know what? I'm sure he got that ring for free. There's no way that a jewelry store was like, oh, yeah, pay. No, they'd be like, oh, this is going on Taylor Swift's finger. Yep, you can have it. And then
it's
just
possible.
Make a post about it. Just do a subtle tag or shout out, and we're fine. It's huge. I wonder if she's going to perform with it. It's going to weigh her hand down.
Right.
She's not going to be able to shake it off. She can't shake it off. She's going to shake the ring
off.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Check your cabinets for your snacks. I guess Hostess had to recall Ding Dongs because there was mold. So,
moldy Ding Dong.
I think you can make your own jokes at home. I'm not even going to bother. It's the least popular male dance review.
Oh, Jay Cutler yesterday pled guilty to drunk driving. He took a plea deal that's going to send him to jail for 4 days. Apparently, he was drinking and slammed into the back of another truck back in October of 24. Offered the guy a couple $1,000 if he wouldn't tell the police. Apparently, it got to the police. And so in the plea deal, I guess they dropped a charge where they found a gun in his truck.
Oh, wow.
While he was drunk. So they tossed that, and in exchange, he's got to go spend a few days in the pokey.
Yeah, because that would be a lot. If you're drinking, driving, and with a gun, that's like serious.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen.
Yeah. It's a lot of no-nos.
So, yeah, it's going to be a little little hotel stay in the Williamson County Jail for very cavallari superstar Jay Cutler.
So some people are saying that Will Smith has a humiliation fetish. He is trying to relaunch his rap career, but there's accusations that he used AI to fabricate cheering crowds in some of his promotional videos.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, I saw them, and yeah, they don't look real at all.
Yeah, so...
I got to admit, I wouldn't care if I never see him again.
Yeah, once the slap heard around the world happened,
yeah,
I think it was kind of like,
that
who
was all
are you?
Fake.
Yeah.
It's like, who cares?
Yeah, just go home.
Yeah.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Well, all is right in the world now. Taylor Swift has finally found the love she deserves. And Cracker Barrel has caved. And they're not changing their logo. Our national nightmare is finally over.
All we need is for the B&A carpet to be re-put in the
airport.
Well, don't bring up the one thing that didn't happen.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, they said, okay, because of all the pressure, we're not taking Uncle Herschel off the logo.
So the old man and the barrel are going to be on the sign.
The cracker and the barrel will still be there. Don't worry about it. But, it's funny how it's like, it almost reminds me of when, remember, HBO Max became Max and then went back to being HBO Max?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yeah. Cracker Barrel.
Of course, my theory is that they did this on purpose because nobody's mentioned Cracker Barrel for, 50 years? And now it's like everyone was talking about it. So people are going to Cracker Barrel again because of this, I think.
Yeah.
So you're assigning genius to their marketing stupidity.
Right.
Okay.
Because their reasoning, too, didn't make sense. It was like, well, we want our logo to be more modern for the younger generation.
Yes.
But like the younger generation all thought it looked bad, too.
Right.
Yeah, nobody liked it.
There's one thing everyone could agree on is that it sucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's funny because I think we all have our wonderful Cracker Barrel memories. I was thinking about, going when we went as a family back when I was a kid. And my mom, when we were sitting there, they bring the check over and you have to take it to the gift shop to pay it.
Right.
And as we were about to leave, she would take her finger and make holes in all the, cornbread and biscuits that were left on the table. And I said, why are you doing that? And she goes, so they don't try to give them to somebody else. And I went, and the weird thing is that stuck in my head now. Every time I see biscuits, I want to put my finger in it.
I've been informed by my health insurance company and a bunch of emails that I will be getting the white Cologuard box sent to my house.
Oh.
Not a, would you like this? Would you like to get screened?
Yes.
You're getting one.
So
it was not even a choice. And I'm dreading it. Yes, it's a good thing. You should get screened.
Yeah.
That's like a healthy, normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't take away the weird vibes at that box.
Sending you a box to poop in.
Yeah, it's not a fun experience.
Yeah. And especially, they think the TV commercials make it better.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they make it worse.
The little happy box saying, okay, come on, squat over me.
Yeah.
Worst Pixar character ever.
And then don't you mail it in?
Yeah.
You have to mail it back.
Which weirds me out because like your poop is just mailing.
Well, and how would you like to be the guy who works there?
Yeah.
And on Monday morning, you have a big stack of big poop boxes. So like, okay, we got to move these boxes. Get the forklift in here. We got to move these boxes.
What if one breaks or something?
Not a great job.
I'm sure they give you a Ziploc bag or something.
You're probably walking with a hazmat suit.
I don't know whether I want it delivered to my house when I'm not there. So I don't have to look the mail UPS guy.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to give me like a wink, like, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
He's winking at you.
Been
I know
there.
What you're going to be doing later.
Yeah.
Or do I want to not be home? But then, everybody sees the white box on my porch in front of my house.
Is it not discreet, like that Hymns or whatever?
No, I think it's a big white box with the blue little cartoon face on it.
Well, they could at least give you some discretion.
I'll put it in a brown
brown package.
Yeah.
Well, see, that would make more sense.
A brown package. What can brown do for you? Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready for Gender Wars, brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor Outdoor Remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their exciting website. It is structuregroup.us. Joining us in the Pillow Fort, for the ladies, we have Kimberly. For the guys, we have Gary, both in Nashville. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Kimberly, tell us something that made you smile recently.
Seeing my grandbabies.
Oh, yeah. That's always sweet.
And what about you, Gary? Something that's made you smile?
She's my wife, brother.
Okay, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. Kimberly, in video games, is Master Chief the main character in Halo, Grand Theft Auto, or World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft.
No.
World of Warcraft, she said.
No.
Okay.
It's Halo.
All right.
Okay, Gary, in Sex and the City, is Carrie Bradshaw a fashion designer, a chef, or a newspaper columnist?
We need newspaper columnist.
Yes.
Yeah,
newspaper columnist.
Good job. Okay, you score first. All right, Kimberly, in boxing, what do the letters TKO stand for?
Technical knockout.
Woo! There you go. You tied it up. Good job.
Okay, Gary, a very thin high heel on a shoe is called a what heel?
You got me. I don't even know.
I'm not even going to try.
No guess? Okay.
It's a stiletto heel.
A stiletto heel.
Stiletto.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're tied up one apiece going to the last set of questions. Kimberly, water, hops, and yeast are some of the main ingredients in making what?
Beer.
Woo!
Yes.
Yep, got beer. Okay. All right.
Now the pressure's on for Gary. Got to get this one to send it into overtime.
A hand wheel, bobbin, and a thread pin are all parts of what?
Sewing kit.
Yes.
Sewing machine.
Woo!
All right, we're tied up. That means we break the tie with Name That Tune lyrics.
Okay, so we can give you up to 5 lines from a song. How many do you think you need to name the song? We'll start with you, Kimberly.
I'm going to say 3.
3? Okay, you want to do it in less than 3 lines, Gary?
No.
All right, we're going to give you 3 lines from a song, Kimberly, and you have to give us the name of the song.
Here they are. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
What song
rocket
is that? That's how it works sometimes. Sometimes the name of the song is right there in the lyrics.
Yep. All it took was 3.
And if you'd gone, just with 2 lines, might have been a lot harder.
Yeah.
Congratulations. We got tickets for you to go to Holiday World.
Nice.
And you get a certificate of ratification saying that you won Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
As the weather is cooling off, the unpopular opinions are heating up.
Oh, yeah.
We call it, if I'm being honest.
Gina, kick us off because you've got the sentiment that you've been boiling about all morning.
Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest, I don't care that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. I'm happy for them, of course. But fans, I don't care. I don't care to see your posts. I don't want to see them. I think it's weird that you care so much about them being engaged. Like, you're celebrating their engagement more than your own. That's weird.
People are more excited about this than they were about their own engagement.
Yeah, it's weird.
We don't have royals here to, it's sport, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, maybe.
In the UK, they have the royal family to point, laugh at, and celebrate and criticize. But we don't have that in the United States, so we have to go to the most popular people and check out their every little movement. But I'm going to say, if I'm being honest, Gina, when you say I don't care, you're proving that you do.
Ooh. You asked. You asked.
By doth declaring you don't care, you're proving you do care.
Here's the scenario I'm thinking.
Okay.
They're going to get married during the halftime show at the Super Bowl, and she's going to perform in the Super Bowl. And, of course, the NFL referees will guarantee that the Chiefs will be in the Super Bowl. So
And they'll win.
So there you go.
It'll be a love story.
It's all set up. Yeah, the whole football season is moot.
The next 6 months, Gina, is just going to be so awesome for you, being such a sports fan.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they're never going to show them when he's playing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm going to be 9 months pregnant, so I'm already going to be cranky
and hate
cranky my
already.
Life.
Yeah.
Should be solid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be great. Yeah.
You were. If you're being honest, were you secretly rooting for them to just fizzle out and break up because it would be over?
No, because, oh my gosh, we'd never hear the end of that. And then she'd
be
release
like
an album.
Yeah, nationwide funeral.
There's no good scenario here. There really isn't. And, I mean, regarding her, like, I hope I'm glad they're happy. It has nothing to do with, like, their love. It's just, like, the fans, I am over. Like, go touch grass. Go, you need a hobby. You being a fan is not a hobby. It's unhealthy. And you need to calm down and come back to reality and real life.
You need to calm down. That was a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, calm down. I'm going to get death threats.
I'm just picturing Gina's on the train tracks and the freight train coming 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Is the Taylor Travis wedding. And you're just like, stop.
Yeah. Yep.
Stand out on Murfreesboro Pike, you know, with a sign that's saying, honk if you don't care. The Taylor Swift is engaged.
You know what? I might get more honks than I think.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's a 50-50 thing. Pretty much.
But her fans are more vocal.
That's true.
It comes out as like 90-10.
Yeah.
But I think there's more people like me. They just won't admit it because they're scared of her fans.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
CEO of Cracker Barrel probably sent a bouquet of roses to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for taking the heat off of them. Well, while America was looking in another direction, Cracker Barrel has decided to do a 180 and bring back Uncle Herschel and his barrel to the logo, and they're chucking the new modernized, simplified version.
Yeah. Of course, my theory is that they planned this all along.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It worked.
Yeah.
Everyone is looking for that hot new exercise trend. The New York Post says the new one is running on all fours.
What?
People are jumping around like animals.
As God intended.
Yes, like cats. People are actually wearing cat masks and tails and jumping over things like cats do. They say it has nothing to do with being a furry, but it's a gateway. It's a gateway drug.
You're dipping your toe in the pond.
Yep. Yep.
Again, go out and touch some grass, people. Come on.
Leave your tail at home and go outside.
Yeah. So K-pop Demon Hunters is like the number one movie in the world.
Yes.
Netflix actually released it in theaters with like a musical version of it, or the sing-along version. Well, now they've announced that a sequel is in the works.
Ah.
Oh, well, it had to be.
Yeah.
It's the number one movie they've ever had.
Yep.
Netflix.
Yep. So, yay.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Wet Nose Wednesday brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. Normally, we have adorable little puppies coming in here, but we got a kitty cat.
Yeah, our first kitty on this show. How exciting.
What's his name?
This is Dr. Finkelstein.
Of course it is.
Of course. He is 3 months old, all gray, so cute.
Really pretty cat. Really
so pretty. And he's super, super playful, but then like the second you pick him up, he just kind of melts in your arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has the most gorgeous eyes. They're like a green hazel.
Mm-hmm.
They're really pretty.
Yeah, he's stunning. And he's very, very curious about everything that's going on right now.
It's a cat thing.
I love watching cats just like see the world. You know?
Yes.
They're just so curious and it's so cute.
Yes. And do you know where she came from?
I'm not totally sure where he came from, but he is definitely ready to land in his final spot and find his forever home. We actually are doing a cat adoption, off-site cat adoption event.
Really?
At Feeders Pet Supply this weekend, Saturday, from 12 to 3. It's our first, since I've been at NHA and in a very long time, it's our first like cat adoption.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Very cool.
So we're very excited. You know, it's tail end of kitten season, so all of our cats that have been in loving foster homes are now, you know, growing strong and they're ready to find their forever home. So
yeah, I adopted my my cat Moira Rose from the National the Humane Association. And if you have a cat, you know, it's like when they cuddle up in your lap and you know you've earned their love, mm-hmm. and you earn that purr, you're going, okay, things are good now.
You feel really good about yourself. Yes, like if a cat likes you.
I must be a good person because a cat likes me.
It's also the perfect amount of warmth, because sometimes like a dog, it's too much or they're heavy.
Because it's like 30 pounds laying on top of you.
And the cat is just like the perfect amount of comfort.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little hot water bottle.
Yes, yes, exactly. Warm cup of coffee.
You can check out Dr. Finkelstein on the Woody and Jim Show TikTok and Facebook and just see how adorable that little gray guy is.
He really is adorable. Come see the kittens, the cats, and the dogs at the Nashville Humane Association. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
A guy in Vancouver must love his wife very much. Apparently, he dug through 20 tons of garbage at the dump to find her wedding ring.
Oh,
they were throwing some things away, and I guess it slipped off her finger, and she didn't notice it till the next day.
Yikes.
And then he said, well, I'm going to go find it. So he dug through 20 tons of slimy, nasty dump garbage.
Wow.
And he found it. Along with her anniversary band.
Wow.
And she, of course, was elated.
Because I know how much he loves me, that he's willing to go through a rotten, stinky compost pile. It's not the money. It's the sentimental value.
It's the money.
I was going to say, was it that he loves you, or he just didn't want to have to buy you another one?
Yeah, I guess the guys at the dump were saying, just buy her another ring. Yeah. He goes, no!
You don't understand.
That's really sweet.
Oh, that's cute. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
I mean, yesterday was supposed to be the coming out day for pumpkin spice latte to whip white women into a frenzy.
I know.
But Taylor said, hold my beer. I'm
here. Something that could, you know, steal the thunder of pumpkin spice latte. Imagine that.
Only the power of Taylor.
Yeah.
So, Gina, you are one of the many, many Americans who doesn't want to see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on your news feed, on your football games, or anything. How did you hear the news?
I was having a work meeting and my boss stopped the meeting. I was in the middle of a presentation, and he stopped the meeting. And he's like, oh, guys, like, breaking news. Taylor and Travis just got engaged. And I immediately went, no. And he's like, I'm not happy either. I'm a Kansas City fan. So we all were just kind of like miserable for a couple minutes and just like, all the football season's over.
It got everywhere. It's like even they asked President Trump during like a staff meeting, you know, what do you think about this? And he says, well, Travis Kelce's a great guy and she's a wonderful person too. And forgot that, you know, a year ago he was tweeting, I hate Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's the devil. Die.
Yeah. I blame Biden for this.
That's right. Taylor never got invited during the Biden administration.
I know, yes.
Yeah. Take that, whatever
it
means.
Never found true love during the Biden administration.
It means absolutely nothing.
It does. No.
Just for people who need to insert that into everything.
So a lot of people are talking, is there going to be a prenup?
Well,
because, you know, she makes like a bazillion times more than he makes.
Yeah.
Her net worth is $1.6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
His is only $70
million. No. Loser. My friend Chris sent a text saying that reading the prenup will be the longest book that Travis Kelce has ever read.
I love that.
You got to figure, well, Jason, his brother, is going to be his best man.
Got to be.
Oh, yeah. And she has so many friends. Who's going to be her maid of honor?
It ain't going to be Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they should have a separate reality show just for that.
They could, yeah. Who's like a challenge.
The maid of honor.
Yeah.
I'm having this little fantasy sequence just because I love to watch people who get mad about the Taylor Travis news get wound up. So what if she picked you?
Me?
Gina?
I'd be a good maid of honor. I'd step up to the plate. That would be a cool wedding to attend, I'm sure.
Oh, so yeah. Now it's cool.
Oh.
Well, yeah. I'm now saying, like, the wedding would be cool, but
now you're on board.
I just don't. I'm just sick of the fanfare and the fans around the whole scenario.
Yeah.
Can you? They would have to get married in secret, though. There's no way.
Think so? Oh, you don't think it's going to be televised? It's going to be like a royal wedding?
It could be televised, but it would have to be like on like NDAs for the attendees. Like, because
right.
There are going to be so many people trying to get into that wedding,
right.
I would assume. And like drones and all the things, paparazzi. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be on lockdown. I think I wouldn't be surprised if it was like in a building somewhere, like shut off from everybody.
Total secrecy.
Yeah, it would have
Nobody's going to be able to see it. Or
yeah.
Know
somebody
exactly
came
where.
Up with the theory of that she should put like a golden ticket, like Willy Wonka style, inside one of the vinyls
album.
For her new album.
Oh, my gosh.
And it would
gosh.
Be an invitation to the wedding.
Oh, my God.
That would be the most epic thing. That would be incredible. What do you guys got going on today?
I will, first of all, have to stop by and get some Powerball tickets because it's $815 million.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
they pull tonight.
That'll be depend on whether or not we show up for work tomorrow.
right.
Also, a friend of the show that we've known for a long time, Chris Brandon, and his wife have invited me and my girlfriend over for dinner tonight. So that'll
cool.
be fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Catch up with some old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
I have some meetings. I'm going to go to the gym. And then I have youth group tonight
Sweet.
At my church.
Going over to Maple Street Biscuit Company.
Yeah, we're going over there.
Going to wake up to, well, actually, lunch into Wow.
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 Over in Berry Hill. And then a trip to the chiropractor.
Ah, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
It's like crack. That crack.